A rally meant to protest SimGill's recent ruling that two West Valley City police officers were not justified in shooting Danielle Willard quickly devolved into a shouting match. Beyond the yelling and screaming, it was easy to tell the two opposing groups apart. People supporting the actions of the police officers were wearing blue, and people supporting Gill and Willard wore red. To get the word out for the rally, Salt Lake County GOP Chairman Chad Binion sent an email blast out to party members. But Binion, who was there in blue, says the email should not be taken as an endorsement by the organization.
Well, no, we just passed on the information. There's a lot of issues going on right now, issues with the district attorney's office where he's overly prosecuting the good guys and under prosecuting the bad guys, and we're just here to show support.
Binion also happens to be employed at a law firm that works for the Utah Fraternal Order of Police. He represents police officers in administrative proceedings, but he says that affiliation doesn't create a conflict of interest, even as he uses his position in the Salt Lake County GOP to criticize Gill.
Because it is a publicly elected office with regards to the district attorney, there's politics involved. And those are legitimate issues to be raised, and in my capacity as the chairman of the Salt Lake County Republican Party, I'm doing that.
Scott Simons was at the rally to support Gill. He says that even though he's also a Republican, he doesn't see Gill as a cop hater.
The total preponderance of the evidence showed that those cops lied. You know, and so that's what I'm saying. These guys are being ridiculous and unreasonable. And I think what they're doing is wrong.
Gill says he stands behind his decision to rule the shooting unjustified. He has not determined if the district attorney's office will be pressing criminal charges against either officer involved. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.